Welcome back. In this session, we're building an Amen variation setup for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, with edits that support the drop instead of crowding it out. If you make drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, or darker neuralink stuff, this is a huge skill, because the Amen is not just a loop, it's a rhythmic engine, and the whole trick is learning how to keep that engine moving while the sub stays deep, mono, and absolutely in control. So our goal today is to build a session view workflow where you can launch different Amen edits against a stable subline, hear immediately which version gives you more weight, and move between phrases without losing low-end authority. Let's set the scene. Open a new set in Ableton Live 12 and switch over to session view. Now create a simple layout. One track for your core Amen, one for Amen variations, one for your sub bass, one for FX and transitions, and if you want, a drum bus or grouped processing lane for the break elements. Load your main Amen loop onto the first track. If you're working around 160 to 174 BPM, warp it to tempo and check the transients. For drum material, beats mode is often the cleanest starting point. Use Complex Pro only if you're really shifting pitch or stretching in a way that needs it. Otherwise, keep it simple and punchy. Here's why this matters. Session View lets you test break edits against a fixed bass line without constantly rebuilding your arrangement. That means you can hear the actual relationship between the drums and the sub, not just stare at clips on a timeline. Now let's build the variations. Duplicate the Amen onto the second track and create 3 to 5 versions from the same source. The important thing here is contrast with purpose. Don't just make every version busier. Give each edit a job. One variation can be full support, where the break stays mostly intact but you remove anything that clashes with the sub. That might mean cutting a kick that lands directly on a bass note, or trimming a noisy open hat that's stealing space from the low end. Another variation should be stripped back, almost boring on purpose. Keep the snare ghosts, the hats, maybe a couple of mid-range details, and get the low-mid clutter out of the way. This version is gold when you want the sub to feel bigger. A third variation can be your fill or pickup edit. This is where you add a short transition at the end of a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. Great for pushing into a new section. And then you want an impact edit, where you keep just the strongest snare and a few character hits. This one is about weight through space. Less is more when you want the bass to punch. If you want maximum control, you can slice the Amen to a new MIDI track. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this style, slicing by transients is usually the best move. That gives you a drum rack full of individual hits, so now you can mute clashing kicks, duplicate ghost notes, move hats around, or create a snare turn for a drop transition. This is where the edits start feeling like performance tools instead of just loop variations. And that's the mindset you want. A really useful coaching tip here: keep one version intentionally plain. Not every section needs hype. In fact, the more stripped version often makes the bigger version feel huge by comparison. Contrast is everything in heavyweight DNB. Now let's build the sub. On your third track, create a MIDI clip and load up operator, wave eatable, or analog. If you want a clean, stable sub, operator is a great choice because it makes an easy sine-based low end that sits exactly where you want it. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. Don't widen it. Don't overprocess it. And don't make it fight the break. Start with a sine or very simple oscillator shape, a very quick attack, and a release that matches the vibe of the tune. If you're doing tight rollers, keep the release shorter so the notes don't blur together. If the phrase needs a bit more breath, let the release open up slightly. Use just enough saturation to help the bass translate on smaller systems, but don't turn it into a fuzzy mess. And this is the key idea. A great DNB sub is often boring in the best possible way. It's the anchor. It's the thing the drums orbit around. Now start pairing the break edits with the bass. Think in terms of call and response. For example, bar 1 can be a full Amen with a solid sub note. Bar 2 can be a stripped break with a slightly longer bass note. Bar 3 can use the fill heavy version, and bar 4 can land on the impact edit with a held sub or a short drop. That alternation is where the weight comes from. In DNB, space creates impact. If the drums are always full, the sub doesn't feel as heavy. But when the break steps back for a moment, the bass suddenly feels massive. A strong coaching note here: a lot of the relationship is one in the midrange, not just the sub. If your Amen is loaded with 150 to 400 HC energy, it can make the whole drop feel thick without actually feeling powerful. So don't just chase more bass. Sometimes the better move is to carve a small pocket in the break. Put your Amen tracks into a drum bus or group, and keep the sub separate. A On the drum bus, use CQA to remove unnecessary low end, usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz depending on the sample. Then add glue compressor gently, just enough to tie the brake together. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, not a squash job. If you want a little more density, add a very mild saturator or soft clipping. On the sub, keep the width at 0 with utility, and use EQ only if you need to clean up mud or tame unwanted harmonics. If the bass disappears in mono, stop and fix that before you go any further. Mono checking is not optional in this style. Now we make the arrangement feel alive. Use automation to move the energy across phrases. A little filter movement on the amen can work wonders. You can pull the top end back for tension, then open it up before a drop. You can automate the break's width, or send just a couple of snare hits to reverb or delay. And if your sub has a little harmonic content, you can lightly animate that too. But don't overdo it. The biggest mistake is automating everything at once. Heavy DNB usually feels biggest when only one or two things are changing at a time. Now add some transition effects on the fourth track. Think reverse cymbals, reverse snare fragments, noise risers, impact hits, and short sub drops. Keep them short and filtered. In darker drum and bass, effects should feel like pressure and motion, not giant wash. You want them to support the edits, not clutter them. A really effective move is to use a reverse hit into a stripped amen section, or a low impact hit right before the first kick of the drop, or even a one-bar drum mute with a noise rise so the bass return feels enormous. Now, the most important part. Test your scenes like a DJ would hear them. Launch a few scenes in sequence and think in phrases. 4 bars here, 8 bars there, a stripped switch up, then a heavier return. Listen for one thing. Does the amen variation help the sub hit harder? If a busy break makes the bass feel smaller, strip it back. If a minimal edit feels empty, add a ghost snare, a hat tick, or a tiny top loop to tail. You are always balancing motion against authority. Here's a great test. Mute the break for 1 bar and listen to what happens to the sub. If the bass suddenly feels way bigger, that tells you the break still has too much energy in the wrong place. That's a very useful clue. Once you've found the strongest combination, print it or resample it. Record the session view performance into arrangement view so you can commit to the edit and start shaping the actual track. This is where a lot of intermediate producers level up, because they stop endlessly auditioning and start making decisions. And honestly, that's a big part of heavy drum and bass. Commitment creates power. You can always come back and reprocess the resampled break with drum bus, saturator, or a little redux if you want more grit. But first, get the groove and the low-end relationship right. Let's quickly cover the common mistakes to avoid. Don't make every amen variation busy. You need at least one stripped version. Don't leave extra low-end in the break. High-pass it if necessary. Don't widen the sub just to make it sound bigger. Don't crush the drum bus so hard that the break loses punch. And don't ignore phrasing. Your edits should make sense in 2-bar and 4-bar movement, not just random chopping. For darker, heavier DNB, remember this. Silence is a weapon. A tiny gap before a snare can make the whole section feel larger. Ghost notes often work better than extra kicks. Saturate the break if you want attitude, but keep the sub clean. And if you can, alternate your break edits every 4 bars. Full, stripped, full, fill. That classic pattern still works because it lets the listener feel momentum without exhausting them. So here's your mini practice challenge. Build a 2-scene setup in session view. Load 1 amen loop and make 3 variations. Full support, stripped sub safe, and fill heavy. Create a simple 4-bar subline with root notes and maybe 1 movement note. Set up a drum bus with EQ8 and glue compressor. Then launch the scenes back and forth while the sub keeps playing. Your goal is to find which amen edit makes the sub feel heaviest in mono. Then resample 8 bars of that best combination and listen back without looking at the screen. Trust your ears, not the grid. The big takeaway is simple. Build amen variations around function, not just flash. Keep the sub mono, simple, and separate. Use session view to audition low-end friendly edits fast. Shape the drums lightly and let space do the heavy lifting. Because in drum and bass, especially when you want heavyweight impact, the best break edit is often the one that gets out of the way just enough for the sub to absolutely slam.